அனைவருக்கும் இனிய மாலை வணக்கம். தீபாவளி திருநாளை ஒட்டி நடைபெறும் இந்த கலை நிகழ்ச்சியை காண உங்கள் அனைவரையும் ஆரோ சங்கமம் பாரத் நிவாஸ் குழு சார்பாக அன்புடன் வரவேற்கின்றோம்.
The lights are bright, the colors explode. Feel the magic of Diwali unfold. A time to spare, moment of thought. For the gods whose gifts we all have sought. This is the season to love and be loved. There is God, we are his children. Wear your finery, dress your best. Diwali is a time for bliss. With a prayer on your lips and love in your heart, this is a day you just can't miss.
புத்தாடையில் வீடெங்கிலும் தீபம் ஏற்றி விழா கோலம் பூணுவதல்ல தீபாவளி. மன அழுக்கை எல்லாம் அகற்றி தன்னம்பிக்கை நெய்யிலே மகிழ்ச்சி தீபம் ஏற்றுவதே தீபாவளி.
தீபம் மீன்ஸ் லைட். அவலி இஸ் அன் அரே. தீபாவளி இஸ் த ஃபெஸ்டிவல் ஆஃப் லைட்ஸ். பை லைட்டிங் தியர்ஸ் வி ரிமூவ் டார்க்னஸ் அண்ட் இலுமினேட் அவர் லைஃப்ஸ். இட் இஸ் அவர் பிளெஸிங் டு ஹவ் பரமாத்மா இன் தி லிட் தியர்ஸ் அண்ட் ஜீவாத்மா லைவ் இன் தி பர்னிங் ஃபயர்.
தீபம் என்றால் ஒளி, ஆவலி என்றால் வரிசை. வரிசையாய் விளக்கேற்றி இருள் நீக்கி ஒளி தரும் பண்டிகையே தீபாவளி ஆகும். தீபத்தில் பரமாத்மாவும் நெருப்பில் ஜீவாத்மாவும் வாசம் செய்து அருள் தருவதாய் ஐதீகம்.
Now, let's invite the children to light up the diyas and initiate the program.
இப்பொழுது நம் மழலை குழந்தைகளை தீபம் ஏற்ற மேடைக்கு அழைக்கின்றோம்.
Water is life's matter and matrix, mother and medium. There's no life without water. May we value our lives and keep it complete by first saving water. Here are the AV Kids team to express this concept.
நீரின்றி அமையாது உலகெனில் யார் யாருக்கும் வானின்றி அமையாது ஒழுக்கு என திருக்குறள் நீரின் மேன்மை தன்மையையும் தண்ணீரின் முக்கியத்துவத்தையும் உணர்த்தும் விதம் அமைத்திருக்கிறார். இப்பொழுது நமது ஆரோவில் குழந்தைகள் இத்தத்துவத்தை விளக்க வருகிறார்கள்.
அடுத்ததாக
சிவாலய குருவின் கணேஷ் ஸ்துதி. விநாயகனை போற்றி அவருடைய அருளுடன் அடுத்ததாக புல்லட் ப்ரூப் கேர்ள் ஸ்கவுட்ஸ் அணியினர் ஹிப் ஹாப் நடனம் ஆட உள்ளார்.
Cultural group will express these navarasa in their dance composition.
அடுத்ததாக இந்த நவரச குணங்களை மீரா கலை குழு நடனத்தின் மூலம் வெளிப்படுத்த உள்ளார்கள்.
dance group here to express their happiness through Bollywood dance.
அடுத்ததாக பாலிவுட் நடனம் ஆட வருகிறார்கள் கங்கா நடன குழுவினர்.
Whenever there is a decline in righteousness and wherever there is a predominance of unrighteousness, I incarnate on earth. Bhagavad Gita. Dia Dance Studio takes us through the transition where Vishnu transcends upon earth in his 10 avatars to remove the darkness and bring light upon our lives.
எங்கெல்லாம் தர்மம் தாழ்ந்து அதர்மம் ஓங்குகிறதோ அங்கெல்லாம் நான் அவதரித்து அதர்மத்தை அழித்து தர்மத்தை காப்பேன். பகவத்கீதை. இப்பொழுது தியா நடன குழுவினர் நம்மை இருளில் இருந்து வெளிச்சத்திற்கு தங்களின் நடனத்தின் மூலம் கொண்டு செல்ல போகிறார்கள்.
Elaborating on the mood of the rainy season. The Shikara group is here to exhibit this romantic, sweet and joyful composition.
மழைக்கால மனநிலையை நமக்கு மேற்பல்லவி ஒடிசி நடனத்தின் மூலம் ஷிகாரா அணியினர் உணர்த்த வருகிறார்கள். அடுத்ததாக நாட்டுப்புற நடனமாட வருகிறார்கள் விஜய் நடன குழுவினர்கள். Attention with his Tandava dance, while Mohini, being precautious, kills Narakasura with his Lasya dance. Narakasura's last wish was that everyone celebrate the day of his death with joy, Ananda. We are still celebrating this day as Diwali.
This dance composition by Auro Hamsatwani team includes all three aspects, Tandava, Lasya and Ananda.
நரகாசுரன் என்னும் அசுரனை வதைக்க விஷ்ணு எடுத்த அவதாரமே மோகினி அவதாரம். இதில் மோகினியின் அழகில் மயங்கிய நரகாசுரன் தனது தாண்டவத்தால் அவளை வசப்படுத்த நினைக்கிறான். ஆனால் நம் விஷ்ணு தன்னை நரகாசுரன் வசியம் செய்யும் முன் தன்னுடைய லாசிய நடனத்தினால் அவனை வசியப்படுத்தி தன்னை தானே எரித்து கொள்ளும்படி செய்துவிட்டார். இறக்கும் தருவாயில் நரகாசுரன் தன்னுடைய இறப்பினை அனைவரும் ஆனந்தத்துடன் கொண்டாட வேண்டும் என்று கேட்டுக்கொண்டதற்கிணங்க நாம் கொண்டாடுவதே இந்த தீபாவளி. இக்கதையை ஒட்டிய அமைந்துள்ளது ஆரோ அம்சத்வணி குழுவினரின் ஆனந்த லாசிய தாண்டவம்.
Diwali celebrations in Bharat Nivas Auditorium, and I'm joined by Mr. Selvaraj, who is part of the Auro Sangamam team, and he will talk to us about the whole Diwali celebrations of 2018. So, Mr. Selvaraj, could you tell us about organizing this whole event and the dinner?
Yeah, I'm Selvaraj, who is I'm part of the Auro Sangamam team, and for us, you know, we want to have more celebration in Auroville. There's not much of a celebration happening here. And Diwali is celebrated all over India. And it's also very much celebrated in the local area. But most, as a community, people from various backgrounds who are part of Auroville now, they don't get a chance to really tune into the Diwali celebration. So one thing is to make an open community Diwali celebration, which we did with, started off with lighting oil lamps, and then a little bit of a firecracker, because that's fireworks. That's a tradition of the Diwali, and especially for the children to have a little spark in their eyes. And later we had a dinner, which was served in solar kitchen. And we also made a dosa idli corner, because, you know, not many people, solar kitchen cannot accommodate many people, 500, 600, 800 maximum. And then another 400 were able to eat idli and dosa outside, standing out in the open air under the trees. So this is one aspect that we are trying to cultivate. And this is done mostly by the local Tamil Aurovillians. And we are actually trying to group the local Tamil Aurovillians to come more involved in, especially, you know, hosting celebrations and cultural programs. Because often the local people, with their full-time involved with Auroville and their family and their network and families in the village, they get too preoccupied in those areas and they don't take much part in the collective aspect, other aspects of Auroville. They are involved full time, but for us it's very important that we make a celebration. It is not just for the local people, it is for all. Our announcement goes to the community as saying Diwali celebration for the community, open to all the community members and guests who are here. So this is something which is in our heart. And we are about 100 people who have been involved in organizing this and doing the fundraising, planning, and hosting. We have, in this year, we have hosted many other things. Tamil New Year, we organize the Auroville August 15th bonfire. Then earlier we did one big event, about 8,000 people gathering, where we did a whole day Sangamam gathering, which was for all the workers. You know, Auroville has more than 5,000 workers, and the Aurovillians together. There was an event, one day event on, you know, children dancing and adults also making a certain program, which was a big event, and we want to keep this up. Auroville, it is, one thing we want to say, it's Diwali, maybe it sounds very much Hindu and all that. Here we didn't go into any of the ritual aspect. It is dinner, lighting oil lamp on the streets, and children dancing, flower decoration. It's only that. Yeah. We're not getting into any highlighting any, you know, worship rituals. At least by this, we feel a lot of people are able to come in. Today, there's more than 1,500 people around. A lot of them are inside the auditorium, and another 500 are at least outside sitting and watching.
Can I ask you about particularly this year's Diwali celebrations, how hard it was organizing, and about this year's, and about the very small children who are putting a great show in the auditorium?
For us, there are a lot of things that we carry with this. We are actually also motivating the young children from Auroville to come up with programs. And during the Diwali, we also raise enough money to kind of support for their costumes and some, you know, expenses. This way, they get more cheered up, and they also are supported to do a performance, which, you know, costs a lot of money. So one of our aim is to actually support that. You know, young children, you know, getting into the cultural aspect of life. And they can also, you know, perform and feel good.
And being doing this Diwali celebrations from years, so what how do you see it, like, leading into these years, and like leading into this Diwali celebration, how different it is, and how is the whole experience of organizing such a big event?
Well, I have personally been involved in many before, but right now we are quite a big group, and I feel very happy because there's more people. You know, I did my part of what I accepted to do, and many others are carrying on their own, doing the different aspect. It feels light and happy.
Wonderful.
So I don't feel stressed. I'm actually here now, standing able to talk to you.
Yes.
Earlier, I used to feel often overwhelmed and don't have much time for anything. But now we have separated all the tasks, and, you know, there's 100 people, so, you know, various people have taken various roles. So it's nice.
Yes.
Nice feeling to be this evening. And today, we're also happy it didn't rain.
Yeah.
So people are able to come and enjoy the event here.
It's amazing what the Aurasangam team is doing to bring up so many people here in the for the Diwali celebration. Could you tell something about the Festival of Lights and the whole spirit behind it?
For me, just the sense of, you know, today you've seen so many people here. They had dinner, they're seeing all these beautiful lights all over, and they get to see the children of Auroville performing, you know, their own children, kind of, So for me, that is my goal, and I feel I'm achieving that.
Yeah.
I'm quite content of that, yeah.
Thank you so much, Mr. Selvaraj, for joining with us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hello, Auroville. I'm joined by Ms. Gopa, and we are here at the Diwali celebrations in Bharat Nivas. So, hi, Ms. Gopa.
Hi.
So, could you tell us about the whole celebrations and how you feel about the whole celebrations this year?
Oh, this is my first in Auroville, and it's quite amazing to see the whole community come together and support the children performing over here. I love the enthusiasm that the kids are showing, and everyone over here, the atmosphere is lovely, so I'm really enjoying myself.
Could you tell us about the performances, how the kids performing, how they are putting in a show.
I think it's amazing to see the hard work that they've put together to coordinate, and the different varieties that they've done. It's Odissi, Bharatnatyam, Bollywood, Dapangat, and I think it's lovely to see all parts of India coming together in this occasion. So the kids have shown some amazing dedication in coming together and putting this together.
Diwali being something which is primarily Indian tradition, which wouldn't have been known by people from outside, maybe thousands of years ago. So seeing how the whole world is getting together for such an event, how do you feel about the whole experience?
Yes, I think, you know, Auroville is about human unity and people from all nationalities. So it's not only an Indian festival, but it's also seeing how different people from different countries coming together and making it one. So that's quite an awesome experience.
It sure is. Thank you, Ms. Gopa, for joining with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Nelson.
Hello, hello Orville. I am with Miss Arti, who is actually Ayana's mother. She was part of the Dasyavataram group, who did a wonderful performance. Miss Arti, could you tell us about getting Ayana ready for the dance and the whole dance?
She has joined like 2-3 years back the group. And like she was around 5 and then she joined and now she's going to be 9. And this particular performance was for Diwali, and it's organized by Auro Sangamam, and it calls all the groups in Auroville, and they put their energy together and do the performance. So for them, the theme was the Shavataram. It's a really a big group that this like teacher has, Kaveri, and they all are at different levels, and they were given the 10 minutes time, so it was not really easy to put them all together and make a performance out of it. So that way I think it's really a wonderful job she did, and moreover the children really have a very busy schedule here, like they have their school and they have sports, so finding time out and not putting them too much pressure on them. So it was really nice. But
can
came
you tell
out.
Us about more about preparing them, and not just the dance, and mentally as well, to perform in front of such an audience and performing something which is very complex.
But children are really very positive. Like you know, they really like to perform.
Yeah.
They like the stage. They want. They really like the idea of being in front of a lot of people, and because they are putting hours, like it's a very regular thing, like weekly once she goes and learns the dance. So whenever an occasion like that comes, that really gives them the motivation. They know what for they are doing it. People are there watching them and appreciating them, and it's really something. And I know almost all the children love it. It's not that there is anybody who would like to shy away from it.
Yeah.
So they all love doing it.
Yeah, that's really wonderful.
Yeah.
Could you tell us about the Diwali celebration today, which happened today? About the whole program?
Actually, my husband was sick, so we didn't really go to Solar Kitchen. That's the area where they did the lighting up and they did the fireworks. So we missed that part. We just came here. But I think especially there was a group which did a performance about water, and it's really nice to even bring in those themes. So it was nice to sensitize the children about that. So it was nice.
Yeah. On the last note, could you tell us something about Diwali? The meaning of Diwali, of bringing, bringing light from darkness.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Diwali is a beautiful festival, and it's like, it has several meanings, no? There are mythological meanings, and moreover, you clean up the house and you clean up your surroundings, so it's like also one way to do away with the, like it's complete cleanliness. You clean your surrounding and you have to bring good thoughts in you. And so the idea of Diwali is good, and it also brings people together.
Yeah.
And it's a moment of joy and celebration. So it's a really nice,
it's
wonderful.
Positive.
Thank you so much, Ms. Aarti, for being
you.
With me.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Hello, Audible Radio. I'm joined by Ivana, and we are here in the for the Diwali celebrations in Sola Kitchen. So, hi, Ivana.
Hello, everybody.
So, how did you like the dinner?
I like dinner. I especially like atmosphere, which is in Solar Kitchen, that people meet to each other, and even noise is not problem because it is celebration. During the year, maybe it could be problem in Solar Kitchen, but today it is special good vibration in Solar Kitchen.
Good. How many years have you been coming for the Diwali celebrations?
I think 3 years. 3 years, yes.
Is there any difference that you feel from the last 3 years?
I think it is more organized.
Okay.
More organized. Better organized.
So what is that drives you to the Diwali celebrations?
What drives to meet friends? I think this is the most important for me. And of course, good biryani. This could be also a good point. But as I told you, meet the friends.
And what do you like about the festival of lights, the color, the flowers?
And generally, I really like about it. Again, this puts people together. That people are getting together. People who I know brought their families, and I think it is overall a religions that doesn't have to be Diwali, it could be Christmas, it could be any celebration that people are getting together.
Thank you so much, Ivana.
You are welcome.
Hi, I'm joined by Vivek, and we are here in the Diwali celebrations in Sola Kitchen. So, hi, Vivek.
Hi, Nelson, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm great.
Yeah. So how do you feel about the whole dinner here and how people are getting together and having a good time?
Just by the entrance, there's so much lights, flowers, happy faces, happy Diwalis, wonderful food. I can only be happy.
That's pretty nice. Yeah, so what is that drives you to the Diwali celebrations, being the festival of lights?
Well, mostly everybody talking about it, I guess, the past few days, and a good way of everybody getting together. So I knew I'll see many familiar faces, and that's what brought me here. But as the Festival of Light, it's also a festival which I used to enjoy a lot for the firecrackers as a child. So I didn't do firecrackers yet, but I have some good memories on that date, so yeah, that's there definitely.
Did you see the firecrackers right now?
Yeah, I saw it.
How
it was nice, yeah. Very nice, yeah, okay.
Thank you so much, Vivek.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali.